All right, guys, as I prepare to tell you this story, I want you to try to take your judgy hats off, if you were wearing that hat to begin with. This is a bit of a difficult story for me to tell because, honestly, like, until basically this week, I wasn't even able to talk about it without feeling really choked up. As many of you know, my older son just turned 18 in February. Somehow I am now the parent of an adult. I don't know how or when or, like, how this could possibly be. But I, you know, it's a big milestone. It's a big birthday for him, for me, for everybody involved. And so my plan as we approached his birthday was to organize a lifetime's worth of photos of him and get them put together in a gallery for him. I did this a couple of years ago for my best friend. It was her birthday. We have known each other since our older kids were babies, and we have done a ton of traveling together. We've just, I don't know, she's been with me through every single season of life, and for a lot of that time, obviously, I have had my camera with me, so I've made a lot of photos of her and her family. Not like family photos. I've done some of those for her, but for the most part, just like, hey, we're all hanging out at the beach. I took some photos. And so, you know, I had given her some of those photos. I hadn't given them all to her. But I was also thinking about, like, over the course of our lives, like, photos get disorganized no matter how good you are at that stuff. So I was like, I'm going to make her a gallery, and I am just going to, like, organize all the photos I've ever taken of her family that are worth keeping and put them in there. And I'm going to give her the option to add to that gallery. So it was all organized by year. She was like blown away. If you guys have a sibling or a friend that you feel a lot of love for, because it is not a small job, this is an amazing gift idea. So you can put that in your back pocket. But I digress. Having done that for her, I wanted to do that for Oliver. And part of the reason, and this is the part that I get really, like, emotional and have a hard time talking about, is that I started my photography career officially when my younger son was a newborn. Oliver, though, was my first, he was my muse. Like, he was always my muse because he was so photogenic, number one, but also, like, loved to be photographed. And so I, you know, was taking tons and tons of photos of him when I was a lot worse as a photographer. Didn't know what I was doing with the camera, didn't know what I was doing with a lot of stuff for a while. You know, once I did learn a little bit more about my camera, this was in the early 2010s, and, like, oh man, some of the editing that I did, and didn't know anything about file management. So I was, like, exporting TIFF files that were edited, and I don't have the raw file. Anyway, I could go into a whole sob story about, like, I wish that someone had sat me down and taught me how to do all this stuff correctly so that I had the backups and all this other stuff. But no matter how it was done, and, you know, of course, over the past few years, I have known a lot more about how to handle that sort of stuff. And by the past few years, I guess I mean the past decade, I have amassed tens of thousands of photos of my kids, but most of them have just ended up in, like, folders. Like, I'll offload the raw files. And unlike what I do with my clients, which is, like, sit down, offload, cull, edit, organize, rename, upload, backup, you know, right? I've got this extremely dialed in workflow for my clients that I have not bothered to apply consistently to my own personal photos. And it's one of those things, like, if you don't have a will, it, like, you know, there's this little voice in the back of your head, like, what would happen if your office burned down and your server, even though it's, like, you know, a multi-bay server and I have it all supposedly backed up, if the server went out the window, I would lose a lot of personal photos. All of my client photos are backed up in a way that my personal photos are not. So thank you for not judging me. I've done plenty of judging of myself for this, but I felt like Oliver's birthday was going to be the perfect time to sit down, go through all that mess, organize it, get, you know, the good photos pulled out, organized by date, and uploaded. And my plan was to create an online gallery for him that I could essentially gift to him and say, you now have access to this for the future. You can add to it. You can, I will add to it as I continue to take photos, whatever. And at the same time, I was hoping to like just get all of our personal photos kind of set up in that same way. Fast forward to 2 days before his birthday, and I had been hard at work on this project for the better part of a couple of weeks. Like, I thought I was giving myself plenty of time because my project for Aaron, my friend, only took, I don't know, you know, a week, maybe a few days. Turns out I have a lot more photos of my own kids. Who knew? And it's also one of those where when they're yours, they take longer to go through and you're more, you know, you get distracted and sidetracked. So a couple of days before his birthday, it was like I had made more of a mess than there was to begin with because I was like trying to reorganize everything and relabel everything. And it was a disaster, like a digital disaster, but a disaster still. And it was his birthday. It was right after Valentine's Day. It was on Valentine's Day. I'm like sobbing in my office because I was just like, this present isn't going to be ready. And I'm a terrible mother. All of the big feelings were all conspiring. And thankfully, Riley, my sweet husband slash Valentine, like called and was like, you need to step away. We're going to go out to lunch. You're going to have a glass of wine. We're going to talk about this. And by the end of lunch, I was like, okay, I have to admit, not defeat, but deferral. We'll kick this project down the road, maybe to graduation. And it's okay. Like, I'm glad I've started. This is a big project. It's worth doing, but it's not worth killing myself over or like doing in a rushed fashion. So I dried my tears, went back about the process of like getting ready for his birthday party. And then the day of the birthday party, I was feeling better. Like I had had a couple of days to kind of come down off of this like terrible emotional roller coaster. And I was like, okay, I may not have time to get this whole gallery put together, but I definitely could make a really great slideshow to show at his birthday party tonight. And because like, you know, it was our family friends and family were coming. It wasn't like his friends, which he might not have approved of me showing a slideshow of his whole life. So I sat down probably around noon that day and I went through what photos I did have that were, you know, easily available. And I popped them into a gallery and I used, well, I'll get there in a second. Then I realized I need to add photos from my wedding from a little bit less than a year ago. And guys, talk about don't judge me. Elka, if you're listening, I apologize that I have not done more with my own photos yet. I do go in there and enjoy them a lot, but I have not printed them yet. This is the way it goes. So I was like, oh, I should pull some of the photos of Oliver or of me and Oliver from that day, that weekend, and add those into the slideshow from this year. So I go in and, of course, Elka Vandenende, who was our spectacular wedding photographer, had a lot of photos because it was a full weekend that she was there with us. And I was on a time crunch at this point, and I was like, I need to pull photos quickly to get them into the slideshow. And I started to dive in to like go after the photos that I knew were of Oliver in there. And then it occurred to me, and this, I promise, all has a point. It occurred to me that PicTime has this new AI feature where you can search by a person and you can say, show me all the photos of this person in the gallery. And so I clicked on Oliver's picture and boom, like, there you go. I've got a whole gallery of just photos of him. I was able to like very quickly go through and pick, you know, whatever 5 or 10 that I wanted to include in the slideshow. Pulled those out, added them in, and then again, thank you, PicTime. My slideshow creation process took all of, because I was the mom in this situation, I think it probably took me more like 30 or 45 minutes because I was being really particular about the order of things and whatever. My client slideshows take me 10 minutes tops. But I built this whole thing. I exported it. I didn't even watch it. Like, I didn't preview it until the party. Like, that was how up against the deadline I was. As I was exporting it, my parents were arriving downstairs. So I, like, let my computer do its thing, went downstairs, hung out with them. And then, you know, that evening when it was time, I put the slideshow on. And everyone had tears, and it was lovely, and Oliver was really touched. And the good news is that I am well on my way to getting the, you know, all of these family photos organized for graduation. But the reason that I'm telling this story is that before that day, before his birthday, I had known about the AI tool that PicTime was rolling out. I am a PicTime ambassador, so I actually had early access to that tool, and I hadn't used it. And the fact of the matter is, like, I hadn't even really given it too much thought because I photograph families, and families are not, you know, my galleries aren't usually huge. You don't really have to search for a person when there's only four or five people in the session. And so I was like, yeah, this is a great feature or tool for wedding photographers or event photographers, but it doesn't really apply to me. This event in my life completely changed my perception of the usefulness of that tool. And this has been a long introduction. I am going to cue the music here. But when we come back, I am going to share with you how my thoughts have evolved about the AI search function and the several ways that I think it's actually going to be an amazing tool for my family clients and how I think you might use it in your non-wedding and event photography. So more on that after the music. I'll see you back. Hang on, guys. I have a quick message for you. Did you know that This Can't Be That Hard isn't the only podcast I host? Each month, my marketing director, Dana, and I team up to bring you a fresh injection of marketing ideas and inspiration on our other podcast called The Consistency Club. The podcast is free and available to any photographer looking to uplevel their marketing game, or you can take it one step further and join The Consistency Club, where you get the extended version of the podcast along with monthly email and social media templates, bonus trainings, and special access to the live marketing events we host twice a year. If you're interested in tuning in, you can search for and subscribe to The Consistency Club wherever you listen to podcasts. If you'd like to join us in the membership, you can visit go.thiscan'tbethathard.com/club to sign up. Welcome to This Can't Be That Hard. My name is Anami Tonkin, and I help photographers run profitable, sustainable businesses that they love. Each week on the podcast, I cover simple, actionable strategies and systems that photographers at every level of experience can use to earn more money in a more sustainable way. Running a photography business doesn't have to be that hard. You can do it, and I can show you how. Okay, so first things first, when it comes to the AI search function in PicTime, if you are not a PicTime user or if you haven't yet looked at it or played with it in PicTime, the basic gist is that when you have a gallery, you as the photographer have the option to toggle on or off your client's ability to use this AI feature from the client side of the gallery. So when you deliver the client's gallery, they will be able to open it up, and based on your choice, they'll either see the AI search tool or they will not. And there are, you know, there's some thought to be put into whether or not you want to give your clients that capability. There are going to be clients who find it creepy and weird, and so you could educate them about it. And I do think that regardless of you're a wedding photographer, if you are, you know, anybody, if you are going to give your clients that access or the option of that access, I think it you should 100% put together some education around what it is, why it's there, what it's good for, what it does and doesn't do, because there are some important points to note about privacy and all this other stuff, so that, you know, when someone sees it, they don't react in a way that is negative, right? We want this to be a feature and a benefit, not some sort of liability or issue. Very briefly, my understanding on how that AI tool works is that the algorithm goes through and detects faces and then connects them. So it's like, this is the same person in this photo, in this photo, in this photo, in this photo. But what it doesn't do is connect that information to the client's email. Or if someone, let's say that you're a wedding photographer and your sister-in-law goes in, searches for herself, and then creates a download of all the photos of herself, it's not going to tie that face to the email associated with that download. So obviously there is some tech that goes into, like, facial recognition technology that goes into identifying individuals in the gallery, but it doesn't then connect to that person with any identifiable personal information. So I think it's, at minimum, that is a very important thing to let your clients know, that it's not, you know, there's not some sort of, like, evil overlord server that is collecting information about them. So that's thing number one. But the other thing that you can search in addition to faces is, you know, thing you can use it the same, or you can talk to it the same way that you would sort of talk to, like, a ChatGPT, where you can say, I want to see all the photos of groups. I want to see all the photos with a book in them. Like, if you're doing family photography and you did a series with somebody reading to their kid, you could just type in the word book or reading, and it will find those photos and just show you those. Or if you wanted to pull all the photos out that involved people hugging each other. So, you know, it's one of those really handy tools if, especially in a large gallery, you wanted to find something specific and you didn't necessarily know where it was in a timeline order or anything like that. So educating your client about how this comes in handy and how it's a good thing, and letting them know about the protection that they have as far as privacy goes, both of those are going to be your friend. And so I would very much encourage you to use this tool and to start using this tool, if you have access to it, carefully, just thoughtfully. Let's not just use the technology instantly because it's there. I feel like that could be a bit of a hassle. And I have talked with the founders at PicTime about what their plans are. They do have, you know, this is obviously an evolving piece of technology. They do have sort of requests in for making it so that the client can choose whether that is on or off. But certainly before you deliver the gallery, you could have that conversation. It may be more automated in the future, but for now, like, have the conversation. As far as how I see this becoming extremely useful, even if you don't plan to give your clients any access to the technology, you have access to that technology. So I would, at minimum, encourage all of you who are PicTime users, and if you're not a PicTime user, I mean, add this to the long list of reasons that I think it is by far the best gallery software out there. If you are interested in signing up for a trial, you can use my name, Anemie, A-N-N-E-M-I-E, as your, like, coupon code or whatever. That will get you a free month if you upgrade to a paid account. But if you use PicTime, you've got this AI functionality on your end. So one thing that I would recommend that you do is create a personal gallery. So maybe everybody but me has this, but certainly I feel like if you have this, not only does it mean that your photos are backed up in the cloud, you can organize them, you know, as many of us do, in a timeline kind of a fashion. But now, you know, let's say that over time you have 50,000 photos in this gallery, you're going to want to be able to find photos quickly. So this is an amazing way for you to type in, like, you know, what do you remember about the photo? Oh, I want to get all the photos of my kid dancing. You know, they do these dance recitals. So, like, dance as the search term, and it's going to pull those up. I feel like being able to quickly go through, and certainly in your family photos, you're going to have family and friends. So if, for instance, if I had a huge gallery of family photos and I wanted to make a subset of those and move them into another gallery for my kids, I could pull all the photos of Oliver or all the photos of Judah and have those in separate galleries that they have access to specifically. So I think there are a lot of uses. I definitely think it's one of those where it's like, this, you're going to find uses for it as you go along. So, like, why not create that gallery now? So personal photos, great. I would also encourage you to create a portfolio gallery that is just sort of an internal use portfolio gallery. So every time you finish editing a session, you go through there, and I have done this for years, where in Lightroom, at the end of a session, when I'm just about to, like, close out that session's gallery, or that session's Lightroom catalog, I pick my favorite photos. So, you know, let's say 2 to 5 photos from the session that I feel like are standout contenders potentially for portfolio, or like I might want to share them somewhere. And I put them in, historically, I've just put them in a file on my server. So I have, they get exported twice as JPEGs. So it's like, this is the JPEG that's going in the family's gallery. And this JPEG is just going to head over into my portfolio thing. And that way, every time I want to update my website, or if I, you know, am looking to post on Instagram, I can go there. And those, it's like a running file of my favorites. Now, all of that is going into PicTime. And I want to create this portfolio gallery that over time grows. And that thanks to this AI feature, I can very quickly go through. And, you know, let's say one of the things that I do is when I have a new client and I'm sending them a proposal in Dubsado, I have this really pretty proposal, but I like to tweak the proposal every time that I send it out to kind of mirror the person that's receiving the proposal. So if you are contacting me about having senior portraits done of your, you know, graduate, I'm going to send you a proposal that has all the same language as all of my other proposals, except that the photos in the proposal are going to be of other seniors. And if you have a senior daughter, you're going to see girl photos. And if you have a senior son, you're going to see boy photos. And I feel like it just sort of connects the proposal to someone, you know, it personalizes it basically. Being able to pull that out of a large portfolio quickly, I think is going to make that all the better, all the faster. You know, I'll be able to fine tune it even more than it already is. Because as it is right now, I just kind of have like a handful of photos that I routinely use for family photos and a handful that I routinely use for newborns. It's just, this just makes it easier, faster, better, and more customizable. So those are kind of the two ways on my end that I anticipate using it. And then on my client's end, this is the part that I think is also exciting. For a basic family session, I don't really know that I'm going to push the AI feature. I just don't think that my clients who are getting like 40 photos of a single day session, they don't need to be able to search. Like that's fast. They can just scroll through. However, as many of you know, I have a portrait membership, and my families who have been working with me for several years now have years worth of photos in a single gallery in PicTime. And that begins to get a little trickier for them to navigate. So my plan is to offer all of them the option to add on this AI search technology where they can very quickly go in and locate a photo from a certain session, or, you know, oh, he was sitting on that, you know, bench in front of the red wall, search red wall, it'll come up black and white, it'll pull up the black and white photos. I think that as the galleries grow, that becomes really helpful. I also think that this is going to be a huge incentive for my clients as they finish their memberships, when they say, okay, we're all done, you know, so-and-so went off to college, so we're not going to have annual sessions anymore. I have always used PicTime's gallery upsell offer to say, okay, great. Typically, when you finish the membership, I shut down your gallery, or, you know, shut down your access to the gallery, but you can purchase ongoing access to your gallery. Would you like that? I get a pretty good percentage of people, like about half of them say, sure, we'll pay, you know, an additional $100 a year to have access to this beautiful online gallery, which is nice because not only do I make a little bit of money on the subscription, but I also am able to continue to sell to them in the online gallery store. So when there's a holiday sale or, you know, a Mother's Day sale or something like that, I'm sending them a sale option and then they order prints through me years after we work together, which is amazing. But I think that adding this search functionality is going to make this unlike their Dropbox folder or their, you know, whatever, wherever they keep their photos typically, this is so much better. And so my plan is to combine the option for them to upload their own photos to the gallery and to maintain that searchability inside their gallery. And I think that that combination is going to make this a no-brainer purchase for my clients. And that not only helps me, you know, a bit financially, I really do believe that that is an amazing opportunity for someone. Like, what a gift to have. And I know this from my own personal, very sad experience last month. It is such a gift to have somebody else do the heavy lifting for you and make it easy for you to go back and enjoy those photos and see them and access them easily and quickly. So that's my food for thought on PicTime's new AI. I think it is just getting started, but it is only going to get better. If you haven't played with that tool or if you don't have access to PicTime, please, please, please go do it. Sign up for a free trial or log into your account and let your creativity run a little wild in terms of how this could benefit you, benefit your clients, and benefit your business. You guys have a great week.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of This Can't Be That Hard. I'll be back same time, same place next week. In the meantime, you can find more information about this episode, along with all the relevant links, notes, and downloads at thiscan'tbethathard.com/learn. If you like the podcast, be sure to hit the subscribe button. Even better, share the love by leaving a review in iTunes. And as always, thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a fantastic week.